This is Will Friedle from Pod Meets World. Let's be honest. The 90s gave us some great things. The music, totally rad. The fashion, so fly. Home decor, that's a different story. In HGTV's new competitive series, Totally 90s House, two teams of iconic TV stars take on two homes frozen in time. Paired with HGTV experts, they'll turn dated spaces into fresh modern homes and compete for the ultimate bragging rights. Goodbye, honey oak cabinets. Hello, 21st century. Totally 90s House. Special series premiere starts August 26th at 9, 8 central on HGTV.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
As one might expect, the Democrats on this committee, that the top Democrat, Robert Garcia, out with a statement just within the last few moments, saying that the subpoena is to Pam Bondi, whether she is attorney general or not. She must come in to testify immediately, and they are threatening to begin contempt charges in the Congress.
We have got to talk about what's going on with Pam Bondi. It's becoming clear, as you see from this breaking news screenshot from MS Now today, former AG Bondi will not appear for April 14th deposition on Epstein files. And I mean, just lawfully breaking now a second subpoena to come in to testify with what she knows. And we also saw Nancy Mace today essentially go off on Pam Bondi and Nancy Mace's office, I should say, and her attempt to get out of this. So we're going to break all this down. I want to remind you of a few things because the Epstein files have not gone away as much as the Trump administration would like them to go away and would like to believe that they have gone away. So let's hop right into it. Before we start, though, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel. If you appreciate the work that I do, it'd mean a lot if you check out my YouTube channel right down below. You guys have shown so much support lately. Truly, I appreciate it. And here on the Adam Mockler channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media, all the Republican lies we hear, and we're trying to do it in like a Gen Z format. So I know you see me on here, you see Adam Mockler on here, sometimes you see Micah or Fawn on here. And so if you appreciate that work, you want to help us out, it always helps if you like on this video and make sure you're subscribed here on the Adam Mockler channel. Again, we appreciate each and every one of you. Let's start here with something we very recently heard from Thomas Massie. Take a listen.
You confident you will see that?
I don't know if we're going to see it in this administration.
Well, I mean, why do you say that?
Because Pam Bondi has, you know, she's been so against this. I would say from the beginning, but in the beginning, I think she earnestly was ready to release files and then I think she wasn't in on the joke when they gave her those binders that had nothing in it. Then she found out she looked like a joke and she shot off the angry letter to the FBI. But at some point, somebody got to Pam Bondi and said, it's your job to cover this.
So I'm actually really curious what people think about this, because obviously Thomas Massie has been, you know, a main proponent of or main fighter here in this particular fight and going against Donald Trump, especially obviously as an elected Republican, and him saying, you know, I actually think Pam Bondi wasn't in on it. And then someone got to her and said, it's your job to cover this up. Who got to her? And obviously Thomas Massie's privy to a lot of information, especially leading this fight that we are not. So very curious what you think in the comments down below. I do read all your comments. Obviously, I just wanted to pull up this photo. I want to take one of my apartment walls that's like, it's blank right now. There's nothing on it. It looks like I'm like living in a hospital room. I don't know if anyone's ever seen like a young kid. Well, I'm 24, but I have like a baby face. I call myself like a college age kid. I don't know if you've ever seen an apartment like a young man has, but it tends to kind of, I call it hospital walls. Like you just have nothing because it's not really at the front of mind. So I'm always thinking about getting a bunch of frames and putting political pictures there. Or I like The Economist a lot, and they have these really cool front pages on The Economist. This is a photo I'd really like to frame because it's very, very powerful. Nancy Mace, a while ago, or a few weeks ago, talking about this, and she has become, again, started to just slam this administration around this issue. Take a listen to this.
And I believe that she's not told the full truth. And we deserve the truth to get to the bottom of this. And I'm looking forward very much to having her deposed for as many hours as it takes.
Yeah, I agree 100% with Nancy Mace, which again, if I'm agreeing with Nancy Mace, it's a problem. As I said in my video yesterday, when we're calling for the 25th Amendment and I'm in the same corner just on this issue with Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Alex Jones, it is DEFCON 1. Okay, there's a huge problem. Things have spiraled out of control with this. Now, before I go back and show you the article and some of what we heard today from Nancy Mace's office, I, again, just reminding you of a few videos here. Todd Blanche is to the left of Pam Bondi. Obviously, he's the one who now has control of the Epstein files. Them fielding questions here a while ago about making mistakes with the Epstein files, Pam Bondi saying, just made a few, just a couple.
Less than 1% error. Todd, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, no, that's right. We said from the beginning that any mistakes that were made, and there should be no mistakes. And so when you say lawyers have said something, that's not a fair question, and you know it. Because we took pains to protect victims. When we were when someone identified that there was a victim, we immediately pulled that document down, fixed it, and put it back up.
Immediately.
And so of course we don't ever want to do anything to re-victimize anybody that was victimized by the horrible crimes of Mr. Epstein, but we didn't, to the extent that mistakes were made, and there were mistakes made because of the reasons the Attorney General just said. But when they were identified to us, we fixed them immediately.
I mean, like, playing the victim there, he's putting it lightly. You know, oh, you know, don't ask us that. We went through painstaking hardship to make sure there were no mistakes. You're talking about the most prominent, like the most well-known, I don't know if prominent is the right word there, but the most well-known sexual predator of our entire lifetimes and a conspiracy in some ways that spans touches so many different people. We're still asking so many questions and so many victims. And in this horrible atrocity, you're going to take the victim role here that, oh, it was so painstakingly hard for the DOJ to follow the law. Frankly, go F yourself. I mean, I don't know what else to say. And it's like Pam Bondi has got to follow. I don't know. If she doesn't follow the subpoena, she's got to be thrown in jail. Like, we have to know more. There's a lawful subpoena. You have to show up. And like, this is starts to become, again, the definition of constitutional crisis, our system breaking. People just aren't held accountable for this stuff anymore. Again, this, remember, her hearing around this was such a turning point, in my opinion. I actually had a friend of mine I would call him indifferent, but often leans kind of right, breaking completely with this movement because of this hearing alone and Pam Bondi's just disgusting actions in this hearing. These congressional hearings have no longer become helpful at all to anybody. They're so partisan, and Pam Bondi it was such an embarrassment. It was truly an embarrassment for this country.
Now, I've seen some of the unredacted Epstein files. And obviously, as you know, President Trump's name is all over them, but so are the names of other senior Trump officials: Howard Lutnick, Secretary of Commerce, John Phelan, the Secretary of the Navy, and Steven Feinberg, the Deputy Secretary of Defense. These men were appointed by President Trump to senior positions in his administration. All of them have clear and confirmed ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Attorney General Bondi, yes or no, has the Justice Department asked Secretary Lutnick about his ties to Epstein?
Excuse me. Secretary Lutnick has addressed those ties himself.
I'm asking you, has the Justice Department specifically asked Secretary Lutnick about his ties to Jeffrey Epstein?
He has addressed those ties himself.
Has the DOJ asked Secretary Phelan about his ties to Jeffrey Epstein?
I don't know whether he has addressed those or not.
Has Deputy Secretary Feinberg talked to the Department of Justice about his ties to Jeffrey Epstein? Yes or no? Has the Department of Justice talked to Deputy Secretary Feinberg about his ties to Jeffrey Epstein, which are clearly spelled out in the files? It's a very simple question. It's not a trick question. I'm just asking you.
Yeah, I'm stunned that you want to continue talking about
Epstein. Oh, my gosh.
Epstein,
okay,
instead
I'm reclaiming my time. I'm asking
murder.
You not a trick question, a simple
stunned.
Question. Okay, so what is clear is...
I mean, that is so... It's so disgusting. the way she acts. I'm stunned we're talking about Epstein instead of, and then takes a different political issue. It's all a team sport now. The executive branch has been hyper-politicized in truly a way we have never seen before. Let me bring you back to some of the things we're learning. Again, this article today from the Daily Beast. Mace blasts Bondi's bid to wriggle out of Epstein grilling. If we scroll down here, fired Attorney General Pam Bondi is trying to avoid testifying under oath about her handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files, but Republican Nancy Mace won't let her off the hook. Again, for the first time ever, you're seeing the Trump administration, like Donald Trump's grip on the Republican Party really starting to crack. And don't get me wrong, it's still a cult. He still has that grip. But I would argue this is the first time in 10 years we've seen Republicans able to go against Donald Trump and still have a place in the party, whether it's elected officials who they have to fight uphill, but they absolutely still have a place in the party, or it's members of the media, big media figures, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene is kind of in that in between, I'd say, you know, and it's like those are some of the biggest figures right now of kind of the right wing and people that are being listened to consistently. And they are in some ways, in a lot of ways, and especially the most important ways, against Donald Trump. And that's so indicative of where this party is at. Before you go against Donald Trump, you like no one hears from you ever again. I always say you get sent to the Republican dungeon. You go against Trump once, you're gone forever. No one hears from you again. You don't have a place in this party. Now we're starting to see that change. Quote, Pam Bondi cannot escape accountability simply because she no longer holds the office of the Attorney General, Mace's office said in a statement. And you saw Robert Garcia's office's statement in the beginning as well. Our motion to subpoena Pam Bondi, which was passed by the Oversight Committee, was for Bondi by name, not by title. Quote, she will still have to appear before the Oversight Committee for a sworn deposition. The American people deserve answers, and we expect her to appear as soon as the new date is set. Mace joined Democrats to subpoena Bondi to appear before the committee on April 14th, but the Justice Department is trying to get her out of it. A spokesperson for the House Oversight Committee revealed on Wednesday that the Justice Department said Bondi would not appear for a scheduled deposition next Tuesday because she's no longer a Attorney General and was subpoenaed in her capacity as Attorney General. Right, that's how that works. Quote, the committee will contact Pam Bondi's personal counsel to discuss next steps regarding scheduling her deposition, the spokesperson said. As Mace pointed out, Bondi was not subpoenaed as the Attorney General. She urged Committee Chairman James Comer to reaffirm Bondi is legally obligated to appear. Now you're starting to put Republicans in a hard spot. Mace teamed up with Democrat Ro Khanna to send Comer a letter on Tuesday before the Justice Department tried to get Bondi out of testifying. It noted the Justice Department has still not complied with the Epstein Transparency Act. Obviously, the DOJ actively breaking the law. The letter told Comer that her being fired does not diminish the committee's interest in getting her sworn testimony on the Epstein files withheld by the department under her leadership. And again, this was the what I just read being posted on her Twitter. Todd Blanche was asked about this. Again, this is the man who is currently in charge of the Epstein files, who is just equally as a disaster and only cares about, you know, sucking up to Donald J. Trump. Take a listen.
Now former Attorney General Bondi was facing a subpoena from the House Oversight Committee. Do you expect that she will comply with that, or will this administration, will the Justice Department invoke some sort of privilege to block her from testifying?
So, as everybody knows, the Attorney General and I went to the House Oversight a few weeks ago. We answered every single question asked for a couple hours. What happens now that she's the former Attorney General and there's the subpoena out there is I think I'll leave to Chairman Comer and others to figure out. I don't have an answer to that.
You won't be invoking a privilege or anything.
Excuse me?
You won't invoke any kind of privilege to block.
I definitely did not say that. I said I will leave it to Chairman Comer to work out with others. I just don't have an answer for you, but I'm not.
Don't have an answer for us, Todd Blanche. The Justice Department always has to ask Donald Trump for what the best answer is. Again, I want to remind you before we end off, this is who we're dealing with. Currently handling the Epstein files, Todd Blanche.
Thank you. You said this is the end of the Epstein, of your review of the Epstein files. So just to clarify, is the public going to learn the identities of the men who abused the girls with the information that you're releasing? And if not, why not? And then I have a quick follow-up.
I mean, you just baked in an assumption into your question that I have never said and I don't know to be true. Is the public going to learn about men that abuse these girls? Like, what does that mean? I mean, I don't understand what that means.
It means I mean, that's so disingenuous. What do you mean you don't understand what that means? Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. It's April 8th, so we will keep you updated as we get closer and past this April 14th deadline. We've got to make sure Pam Bondi is held accountable and put under oath in a deposition to learn what she knows. Appreciate you watching this video. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode for Adam Mockler. Make sure you're subscribed down below, and I'll see you in the next video.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.